That was true for the first two gates, I replied. But gate three is different. I opened a large vidfeed window in the air beside me. Check this out. It's from the Sixers video archive. It's a vidcap of their first attempt to open the gate. I hit play. The video clip opened with a shot of Sorrento's avatar standing outside the front gates of Castle Anorak. The castle's front entrance, which had been impregnable for so many years, swung open as Sorrento approached, like an automatic door at a supermarket. The castle entrance will open for an avatar who holds a copy of the crystal key, I explained. If an avatar doesn't have a copy of the key, he can't cross the threshold and enter the castle, even if the doors are already open. We all watched the vidcap as Sorrento passed through the entrance and into the large gold-lined foyer that lay beyond. Sorrento's avatar crossed the polished floor and approached the large crystal door set into the north wall. There was a keyhole in the very center of the door, and directly above it, three words were etched into the door's glittering, faceted surface: charity, hope, faith. Sorrento stepped forward, holding out his copy of the crystal key. He slid the key into the keyhole and turned it. Nothing happened. Sorrento glanced up at the three words printed on the gate. Charity, hope, faith, he said, reading them aloud. Once again, nothing happened. Sorrento removed the key, recited the three words again, then reinserted the key and turned it. Still, nothing. I studied H, Artemis, and Shoto as they watched the video. Their excitement and curiosity had already shifted into concentration as they attempted to solve the puzzle before them. I paused the video. Whenever Sorrento is logged in, he has a team of consultants and researchers watching his every move, I said. You can hear their voices on some of the vidcaps, feeding him suggestions and advice through his comlink. So far, they haven't been much help. Watch. On the video, Sorrento was making another attempt to open the gate. He did everything exactly as before, except this time, when he inserted the crystal key, he turned it counterclockwise instead of clockwise. They try every asinine thing you can imagine, I said. Sorrento recites the words on the gate in Latin, and Elvish, and Klingon. Then they get hung up on reciting 1 Corinthians 13:13, a Bible verse that contains the words charity, hope, and faith. Apparently, charity, hope, and faith are also the names of three martyred Catholic saints. The Sixers have been trying to attach some significance to that for the past few days. Morons, H said. Halliday was an atheist. They're getting desperate now, I said. Sorrento has tried everything but genuflecting, doing a little dance, and sticking his pinky finger in the keyhole. That's probably next up on his agenda, Shoto said, grinning. Charity, hope, faith, Artemis said, reciting the words slowly. She turned to me. Where do I know that from? Yeah, H said. Those words do sound familiar. It took me a while to place them too, I said. They all looked at me expectantly. Say them in reverse order, I suggested. Better yet, sing them in reverse order. Artemis's eyes narrowed. Faith, hope, charity, she said. She repeated them a few times, recognition growing in her face. Then she sang, faith and hope and charity. H picked up the next line. The heart and the brain and the body. Give you three as a magic number, Shoto finished triumphantly. Schoolhouse rock, they all shouted in unison. See, I said, I knew you guys would get it. You're a smart bunch. Three is a magic number, music and lyrics by Bob Doro, Artemis recited, as if pulling the information from a mental encyclopedia, written in 1973. I smiled at her. I have a theory. I think this might be Halliday's way of telling us how many keys are required to open the third gate. Artemis grinned, then sang, "It takes three." "No more, no less," continued Shoto. "You don't have to guess," added H. "Three," I finished, "is the magic number."